It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Good evening, Greenwich, and it's wet Thursday afternoon. Want to welcome you all to the show. Again, like for the first half hour of the Greenwich Matters Show, we have live in the studio some special guests, and we have Mark Betts on the air, or online, calling in, and we'll go to him in a few minutes. Tonight's program is going to be, but the panel, we have a panel live in the studio, is going to be to probe the needs for collaborative efforts to achieve sustainability goals. And here in the studio, we have Rob Kennedy with myself and Stephen Chandler and Francine Camardella. So with that, Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. How's the weather where you're at?
It's pretty nice. I'm just getting into Texas, Sam.
Just getting into there. Oh, wow.
Just getting into Texas.
That's a long ride from here.
Yeah, it's been a little ways, and we're taking a sustainability tour.
There you go. You take notes on the way down. So
that's
we
right.
We have the group here assembled here in the studio, and looks like we're going to have a great show this evening. And Rob's got a lot to add, and Stephen, and Francine. So do you want to give us any updates on anything?
Only to reiterate what you said. Very nice to have Steve Hall and Francine Camardella and Rob Kennedy on the show again tonight. And we're going to get into a little bit more of the specifics about this idea of a collaborative effort steering the sustainability bus a little bit and why that makes sense. And I think Steve Hall is really the expert on that, which is why he's here tonight. And before we begin tonight, Sam, I just want to send out some well wishes. The gentleman, Herb Greenbaum, that does our press release every week, his grandson is very sick in the hospital, and I just want to send out my wishes to him and all of our prayers.
Well, thank you, and I hope all our listeners will send out a little prayer for him also.
All right. Rob, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Why don't you take over and lead us into Steve Hall.
So we've had Steve on the program a couple of times, and he's had some very insightful views on how to make projects more efficient on working and financing. And then Francine has also been on the program. She was on with the Greenberg Housing Authority. She's the general contractor for that, helping them with their sustainable solutions. So we thought maybe it would be a good idea to have a program where we'd pair a contractor with an energy-efficient consultant. So some of the benefits that we can talk about to making a building efficient are, for instance, we're going to talk about how to do a sound exterior envelope, how to extend the lifespan of the building, improve the indoor comfort, and increase the property value. So what Steve really brings to us, Steve Chandler Hall, is he's going to share his considerable expertise in evaluating the energy efficiency of buildings to extend the lifespan of the building and improve the indoor comfort and increase its property value. So I'm going to turn it over to Steve to talk a bit more about that.
Thanks very much, Rob. It's good to be back again, Sam. And hello, Mark, wherever you may be.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
It's always fun to be here. We always have a good discussion. Actually, this is the very first time that we've had or I've been paired with a contractor. And I think that that's a projects don't get built without contractors. And it's a very important piece of a collaborative team that will give us the best building efficiency. It'll increase the life. It'll do all the value statements that Rob just covered. And in this day and age, I think that people should be very concerned with what the cost of the building operation is, and a big chunk of that is the energy consumption, the maintenance of the building, the maintenance of the equipment, and the quality of the construction. All this contributes to, you know, in the first place, about energy efficiency, to an increased net operating income, which in turn, when they want to sell it or market it, increases the cap rate or the value of the building. So I look forward to talking directly with Francine about how we could achieve a collaborative effort to reach those goals.
Steve, I just wanted to interject. You know, we're working with a client right now, Valerie White, from Valerie White Architects up in Monroe, Connecticut. And we were having a conversation just a couple of days ago with regard to one of her clients and the challenges that come into play with regard to introducing the idea of sustainability as a return on investment for a building, and the challenges that she faces in I don't want to say convincing her clients, but just really offering up the idea that there's a way to go about doing this, achieving the building goals and achieving these reduced levels of energy usage. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about that, you know, being open-minded and about how this is going to pay for itself and why it makes sense and what have you?
Sure. The common measure that everybody talks about these days is solar, so let's just stick with solar. That is only one of our arrows in the quiver of sustainability and energy efficiency, but let's talk about that. You and I have had a couple of discussions about that. I'm currently doing an institutional nonprofit building, and they can't take the investment tax credit. However, what they call the credit, the energy credits that the state of Connecticut provides, will have an 11-year payback, which may be outside the realm of commercial. Most commercial guys want 5 to 7 years, but 11 years isn't bad, particularly if a building's going to be there for 25 or 50 years.
I have a question.
Sure.
Can they sell a tax credit to somebody?
Yes.
Are they going to be selling them?
Probably, I don't know. It's a decision. It's a financial decision they're going to have to make. I mean, I just made an application for these ZRECs.
Right.
Okay. We can transfer those ZRECs to anyone. So, for instance,
these are like the old oil and gas investment tax credits that existed back in the 70s and 80s.
Because I'm doing a project right now that I'm selling off the tax credits.
Right.
And I'm doubling my money.
Yeah, you can do that
for development. So, you know, as a nonprofit.
Actually, this gets even more arcane, if you will. There are national and international markets to sell solar credits.
Right.
It's I've been talking to some of the people that are in that sphere. It's the Wild West. Okay, but up in Massachusetts, you can get $220 per rec. Which is a lot of money.
Sure it is, yeah.
It used to be 320. So, yes, the answer is, simple answer is, yes, you can.
Good.
So going back to my example of with Valerie White, her client, how would you begin to approach someone like that's going to retrofit a building pretty much from soup to nuts? How do you begin to introduce the idea of building a building in a more efficient manner and why that makes sense and how it pays off?
Which leads us right into a conversation with Francine.
Hello, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Francine.
How are you?
Very good. Nice to hear from you.
Good to hear from you as well. I hope you're being safe.
What I would invite Francine to comment on, and we talked a little bit before the show, is what you really need is a collaborative understanding of what the owner wants and what he's trying to achieve. And part of this is, are you going to keep the building for a long time, a short time? What is your intent with the building? The other is to look at the building and what the scope of the work is. In fact, I've talked to Valerie, and she's going to try to get me a meeting with him in a couple of weeks, and we'll be discussing this very thing. But to understand the scope of the building, then to start to say, aha, what is the cost of all these different things that we're talking about doing?
Right, budget becomes involved in that that scenario, and then you have to see what they can actually afford to do, and then we can work on a plan.
Right, and you can talk about measures like I might come to, if Francine were the contractor, say, we'd really like to use, the Greenview windows. And she'll say,
right. But
can we buy something cheaper? And she'll say, yes, you can buy something cheaper. So we'll have a cost differential.
Right.
We'll have an energy model for the building
right. That
will tell us what the payback is on the additional cost of using a better window. And this,
now, is there an oh, – sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, the same thing will apply to the insulation value, foundations, the envelope, the walls, the ceiling.
The roofing.
And then we look at the once you get an energy model done, then that's where you start talking about, well, how are we going to supply the energy? Then we start talking about the heating and ventilating, the solar, different things like that that can supply the energy.
Waterproofing and
right. Even
something like landscaping and trees. Helps.
Big time difference. That Mark, you can translate into dollars and cents and over a period of time, and that tells you what the payback is. Then I might talk to him and say, well, if you don't want to spend all that money here, I can take maybe a third of that cost and I can finance it, off-source the financing of that, so you don't have to go and borrow all that money from the bank.
That was going to be my question.
Right.
My question was going to be, you know, what we're talking, all of these examples have to do with a capital expenditure that is potentially increased in order to achieve the level of sustainability. But is there anything that you can do to offset the upfront cost?
Yeah, absolutely. And the solar credits we were just talking about is one way, and that's like free money, okay? And you don't have to pay it back. They pay you. So that's a good thing. There are rebates on different types of equipment you can might be used. And that, again, that's free money.
Even on energy, on insulation on the roof and lighting, especially.
Yeah.
Con Ed, I think, offers credits on that.
And what about green funding sources? Are they doing anything in Connecticut to help this cause?
Oh, absolutely. We have the first and the best CPACE program, commercial property assisted clean energy program in the country. It's being modeled now throughout the country and even across the world in different places. They've gotten very innovative ways of financing. The most straightforward way is that they will finance energy improvements on a retrofit of a building 100%. It becomes a lien on the building, like a sewer lien on a piece of property.
Yeah, it reminds me, I got to pay my sewer tax.
There you go. I don't want to monopolize it. So we were talking, Francine, but achieving all this is not possible without having a contractor on board and participating in the process.
Well, I just want to say that buildings consume like 40% of all U.S. energy.
Right.
And 71% of all the electricity. So, I mean, this is an area where we really need to, work on and improve it.
I think there are two things that are emerging and happening. One is that we're moving towards this whole passive house concept where buildings need a very minimal amount of energy for heating and cooling. and we're moving into different financial models to address how we can achieve all this stuff.
I think the general public at large is becoming more educated and more attuned to the fact that, you know, conserving and being energy wise, more so than in the last 10 years than ever.
Well, it also helps with the rebates that
right,
we're getting, but, because they're advertising them.
But I think it, when it's a direct effect on their bottom line,
yes,
in their pocket,
yes,
yeah,
even though they're getting the incentive on the rebates, it's they can see it every month in their energy bills.
Yeah.
I know when I converted from oil to gas, I see tremendous savings,
yeah,
in my energy bills.
Yeah.
And converting all my LED lights, lights to LED. So, you know, people are becoming more conscious.
Right.
So where to start when you start building with your architect?
Yeah.
You want to incorporate those things in the very beginning.
Well, with the technology today, with your phone, you can shut off your heat while
right,
you're not home.
Right.
I mean, and turn on your air conditioning 5 minutes before you get home. So right, in that respect, it's a savings as well.
Talk about different financial models. I've never heard this before, but Francine told me just before the show, she knows somebody that is leasing their hot water heater.
Really? It's like,
I bet that's a big hot water heater.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's a maybe, I don't know, a 75-gallon hot water heater. It's really, it's
oh,
for
that's,
a home.
Oh, that's, oh, so you're talking about a residential?
So like $5
yeah,
a month or something
it's
like that?
$7 a month.
$7 a month, yeah.
I never heard
they
that
only last about 10 years anyway.
Right.
And then you got to replace them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And especially if you have a vacation home
that's
and
right,
you're
you
away.
Don't use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that thing doesn't blow out while you're away.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I myself, I'll go down. Another pool of water. and how much money I've spent maintaining my. I've got two tankless, but they failed,
yeah,
one of them. If I outsourced that and leased it, then I'd make a phone call. Hey, come here.
Yep. They change it out. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have that problem, though. I have the Renai system. I have instant hot water.
Right, right.
I have one for just the hot water and one for the heat. So
yeah,
I'm good to go.
Yeah. Well, I had one. I won't mention the name. It failed. It wasn't a Renai.
Did it start with an N?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I know which one it is. So. We got about 7 minutes or so left in the show. Is there anything you want to bring us up to date on that's been new? Or Mark? You want to jump in?
Yeah, well, one thing that I just wanted to add to Francine and what she brings to this whole equation is that the application or install processes, we've always looked at things from a product standpoint. And as you know, we've had Pat Aida, the head of commercial from Interstate, on the show before. And he stresses the fact that you could buy the best window in the world, but if it's not installed properly, what good is it? And I think that Francine has really sort of magnified that for us with different projects where we've begun to understand how important it is not only to have a good product, but also whatever it is we're installing, whether it be windows or insulation or solar or what have you, that whole process and how that's done is critical. And likewise, you know, with Steve Hall, this idea of a collaborative effort, the one thing I do want to touch on is something that he's talked to me about at length, which is bringing all the key ingredients to the table in the beginning. Before you ever draw up a building, sitting down with all the parties, the owner, the project manager, the financier, you know, whoever you believe your key players to be, and sitting down and talking about what's important to the project at the onset, before you get into any of the details.
Hear, hear.
Well, what I have to say is that I did have a valuable lesson recently when I noticed someone installing a window improperly. And Mark, you can attest to this.
Yes.
That,
well, you know, it happens, and I think that, you know, our job from our perspective is to make sure that it doesn't happen, and that if it does happen, you know, it's corrected and done properly. But I think that anyone looking to do a project just needs to be sure that it's that the oversight is in place. If they're going to do a project themselves or they're going to bid it out to someone else, you just have to really have all the key ingredients involved. And if there's any piece to the puzzle missing, you know, it can all fall apart.
I think to add to that, and from your perspective, Francine, is the selection of the subs,
absolutely,
the education of the subs. Everybody has got to be motivated
and bonded
to do the right thing and bonded,
educated too, really.
Yeah.
And bonded. Yeah.
The most important thing. So. Well, I say, is there anything you want to wrap up? I say we got a couple more minutes.
Go ahead.
Anyone want to wrap up? Rob, do you want to jump in on something here? And maybe what you got coming up on the next show? Any ideas yet? You haven't put that together yet.
Well, Sam, I could add, as far as the educational process, I could only add that we do have a very extensive program that we require of all of our installers on the window side, and we're doing the same thing for our solar roofing and our mechanicals, our radiant heating and cooling that Steve Wall is in charge of. But on the window side, everyone has to go through a very rigorous certification process and maintain that as well as the insurance and the bonding and so on and so forth.
Well, better to be safe than sorry, and everybody's well-trained and educated because you're going to have the best product in the world, and if it's not properly installed, just like having any other piece of equipment that's not any good. So,
very true.
So if you'd like to see any of our products, you can visit us at greenviewbuildingproducts.com, and we're happy to answer any questions on the contact page there.
Okay. Well, that about wraps it up then. Unless you want
to... I was just going to say I'm about to launch a new website. It's been
there
about seven years now. I've done different things and I have a different orientation. So I'll invite you and let you guys know when it's up. Maybe about a week or so.
Very good.
Wait, and what's your web address, Steve?
It's ChandlerLLC.com.
Very good.
And that's it. Well, okay, and then until next week, folks, we're going to sign off and have a safe and happy weekend, and the guys will be back in 2 weeks. So 661-5051. You've been listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH.